You all understand English?
Yes.
Thank you. अनंत कोटि वैष्णव इंद्र की जय, नामाचार हृदय ठाकुर की जय। कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद की अंतरिक्ष राधा शिवाचारी गो भक्त श्री राधा कृष्ण गो गोपीनाथ ठाकुर निराधा कृष्ण गोधन की जय। वृंदावन धाम की जय, समुद्री धाम की जय, गंगामाय की जय, यमुनामाय की जय, तुलसी देवी की जय, भक्ति देवी की जय, महावीर भक्तवृंद की जय, ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल भक्त, ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल भक्त, ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल भक्त। प्राज्ञा धर्मान भागवता दुर्लभम मानस जन्म तदपि अशुभम अशुभम इसी के भाग स्पोकन बाय प्रहलाद महाराज। प्रहलाद महाराज व्हेन ही वाज 5 years old born लाइक ऑल दीज चिल्ड्रन कोमार कोमार एज इज कॉल्ड फ्रॉम 5 years टू 10 years दैट इज कॉल्ड कोमार। प्रहलाद महाराज वॉज बॉर्न ऑफ एज हिज फादर। हिज फादर वॉज 81 हिरण्यकशिपु। ही इज डिस्क्राइब्ड एज राक्षस डेमन लाइक दैत्य। Krishna means Deva. There are 2 classes of men. 1 class is called Daita and the other class is called Devata. Do Bhutasadhu Loki, Deva Asura Evas. There are 2 classes of men known as Deva and another Asura. Vishnu Bhakta Bhavir Deva. Asura Sat Vibhavya. Those who are devotees of the Lord, they are called Deva, Devata, demigod. And those who are just the opposite number, they are called Daita, Deva. So, Hiranyakashipu was atheist. Fortunately, he was so fortunate that he got a great Vaishnav before his son, Prahlad Maharaj. You have heard his name, Prahlad Maharaj. He is one of the Mahajans. There are 12 Mahajans in the Shastra. Mahajana Jena Gatastha Pantha. Tatka Prasistha Sutayo Vidhinya नाथो मुनि जस्त मतम न भिन्नम सर्वशतम निहित गुहाया महाजन जीन गतस्थ पंथा। The mystery of religious life is very very secret. Secret means for ordinary man, it is very difficult to understand. Therefore, Shastra says, tattva pratistha. If you want to learn what is spiritual learning simply by your argument, dry philosophical speculation, it will never be achieved. Tattva pratistha. Sutayo vibhinna. If you study the Vedas, there are different Vedas, principally, Sam, Yajur, Abhadma, Rig. But you cannot understand the objective of the Vedas simply by studying yourself. Therefore, Vedas say, Kathopanesha, Tadvijnanartham sa gurumeva abhijathe, Srotriyam brahmanishtam samitvani, like that. In every shastra of the injunction is, if you want to understand the essence of Veda, then you must approach it realized, self-realized first. In the Bhagavad Gita also, the same thing is said, Tadvidhi pranipatena paritasnena sevaya. So, Prahlad Maharaj, although he was born of a father who was 80 years old, godless, by the grace of Narad Muni, he became a great devotee. So, his father was very careful that nobody comes and instructs his son about Vedic way of life or God consciousness, Krishna consciousness. He was very careful not to allow anyone. He appointed teachers for his son, strictly prohibiting about this guy. Nowadays it has become what is called? Okay? Secular. Don't talk of God. This is the present situation of the world. It is class. Don't talk of God. But they do not know that they have not much improved by don't talk of God. The situation is becoming graver and graver. But they have no eyes to see. They have no eyes to see. This godless civilization will not make them happy. That's a fact. Raro vatsasya kutu mahaduna. Manolatena asatu dharatu vahi. He, one is godless, then how I qualify he may be from the material point of view. He uses. He cannot have any good qualities. Why? Because he is on the mental platform. So, by speculation on the mental platform, he will accept which is non-spiritual. Atato maang sadagama. That is the Vedic Indian. Don't keep yourself in the upper form, but to try to transcend to the top platform, Om Tattva. That means spiritual platform. So, those who have no spiritual knowledge, they are on the mental platform. There are many platforms of our life. Indriyani pararahu, indriyabha paramana. Manasastu, para, buddhi. So, ordinarily, we are bodily. We think I am this body. This is called body means my senses. So, civilization based on this bodily concept of life are interested only sensitively. That is the aim of life. Indriya tattva, self-judgment. And those who are is just as a sense gratification, they go a little higher on the mental platform, mental speculation, just like philosophy, poetry, like that. Gross men, they are working very hard, day and night, for sense gratification. Just like hogs and dogs. That is cheating. Anyway, after. Slayam viha viho bhajana viloke, kachan kaman arha divir vijana ji. Yeah. Rishabdev says that this human form of life is not meant for working so hard like cats and dogs. That is not recommended. But the material world, people are so enchanted that working day and night, they think I am injured. This is karma. Actually, he is working day and night, and he is thinking that I am happy. I'm making problems. This is karma. So, this world situation is very, very downward. Don't think that we are making progress. It is not progress. Yes, after saying, para avastavat abodha jyata jyavanna jigyan satma matattam. So long a human being is not interested in the subject matter of atmata, what I am, then whatever he is doing, he is becoming defeated. He is not victorious, he is defeated. Parabhavastavat abodhaja. So he is rest and poor. He does not know what is his interest. He does not know that by nature's law, pagita kiyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa, ahankara vimurapa kathaham iti manate. By nature's law, we have to transmigrate in so many species of life, from aquatic to plants, trees, then insects, then flies, then birds, then bees, then uncivilized human beings, then we have got to civilized form, especially those who are born in India. Because in India, the Varnasam Dharma is there. Indian Hindu, Hindu is a foreign name given by the Mahavira. Actually, our real position is followers of the Varnasam Dharma. Four Varnas and four Ashrams. This is the stepping stone for civilization. Varna. Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra, and Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyasa. This system of social order, as we say, spiritual and material, it is so systematically done that one who follows this system, automatically he becomes at the head, the kakam. That is his objective. Unfortunately, they do not know it. Rati vidu sattva tatin hi vishnu. Durasayadi Bhajirasamani. They are enchanted by the clearing material energy of the Supreme Personality of God. This child will come from therefore to this hotel. The city is very nice. Not only this city, I am traveling all over the world. There are very, very nice cities in Europe, America, and other countries also. It is all right. You decorate this city nice, you make your life very comfortable. But if you forget Krishna, then you are busy. beggarly. That is the instruction given by Krishna to Arjuna. Yudhastha mamanusmaran. Arjuna did not stop his fighting capacity. He was a Kshatriya. And Krishna did not encourage him that he should stop fighting. Rather, Arjuna was trying to stop fighting. Krishna said, no, you are Kshatriya, you cannot stop fighting. So, don't think that by becoming Krishna conscious, one becomes a bhairava. No. One gentleman talked with me that Lord Vaishnava philosophy has made our country power. And no, we do not know what is Vaishnava. In India, there are two great fights. One, the fight between Ram and Ravan. And the other great fight was between the two Kurus and the Pandavas. In both the fighting, the hero was Vaishnava. The hero, Hanumanji, was Ramaji, who fought on behalf of Lord Ramachandra. He is a Vaishnava. And Krishna and Arjuna, who also fought on behalf of Krishna, he is a Kshatriya. So, they do not know what is Vaishnava philosophy. Vaishnava philosophy means the Vaishnava is ready to do anything for God's sake. That is it. It is approved by God, Krishna, and they are ready to do anything. This is Krishna consciousness movement. It is not that, like Krishna consciousness movement, everything, our daily routine work will be stopped. No. I am very glad to see that these small children are being trained here. This is such a far distant place from India. I thank Bhujan Prabhu for his work. But this is the age for training them in Krishna consciousness. If one becomes very solid in Krishna consciousness, then his father promise of that. That's where I was quoting the instance of Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj was a devotee from his very birth, but he was a great king. He was a great ruler. Dhruva Maharaj, he was also a devotee from the very beginning of his life. But he was a great ruler, a great king. So, do not misunderstand that by accepting Krishna consciousness, everything will be stopped. No. Nothing will be stopped. Simply, one has to change the consciousness. That's what Arjuna did. Arjuna was a fighter in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita. He remained a fighter after hearing Bhagavad Gita. He did not change his position as a fighter, as a Kshatriya. But in the beginning, he was thinking non-Krishna consciousness. He was thinking of his personal interest, personal sense getting. But at the end, he decided to satisfy Krishna. This is the difference, materialism and spiritualism. If you want to satisfy your senses, that is materialism. And if you want to satisfy Krishna's senses, that is spiritualism. You have to satisfy. Our position is